sitting at a table in the Roebuck atop Richmond Hill with my mum, looking out on a fairly sunny Richmond Hill. I think the sun's just vanished, actually, just as I said that. Where's the sun gone?
Behind a cloud.
Behind a cloud, all right, okay. But you said you could see the Thames from here?
I can, I've got a lovely view. I've just got the road and then it goes straight down the hill to the Thames on the bend.
Brilliant.
Is it Petersham Meadows?
It is Petersham Meadows, absolutely. And Mum has just picked up the Sunday Times in here, which apparently has a list of how many apps?
The top 500 apps in the world.
Okay, and I just thought it might be quite interesting if we go through some of these, because I'm imagining I've got a good number of them.
Well, you've got categories, so...
Oh, right, okay.
We've got social networking, news, business, shopping, fashion and beauty, games, cars, sport, food, drink, photography, money, humour and look it up. What would you like to start with?
Let's just start at the beginning, shall we? Which is a very good place to start.
Social networking.
Yeah.
They've got banjo.
Nope, I haven't got that.
Oh, that's an iPhone and Android.
Okay.
Imagine you're on holiday in New York and so is an old friend who went to teenagers. But the trouble is that you use Facebook and she's on Twitter, so you might never know that she's around. This is where banjo is used for organising your friends across Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, according to where they are in the world, so you'll never miss out on the opportunity for a reunion.
Lovely.
I think I can
probably... Maybe it might be useful for Henry, though, that's true. Okay.
Then the next one is Facebook.
Yeah, I've got that.
Tumblr?
No, I don't have Tumblr.
It's an artsy blogging platform.
I've never quite got Tumblr.
No, it's populated by angsty teenage and stockpilers of interesting images. No, that doesn't sound like you.
It's probably not me, yeah.
Next one is Foursquare.
Yes, I have got Foursquare.
Twitter?
Yep.
Bambuser?
No.
Is a brilliantly simple broadcasting app that lets you send live video from your iPhone to blogs and web pages. Setting up an account takes moments. This sounds more like you.
This sounds more fun, yeah.
And then you can start streaming at the touch of a button, send Twitter followers and Facebook friends to your footage. When you stop, the video can be replayed at any time unless you delete it. The Bambuser website hosts recent broadcasts including travel logs, cute pets and political protests from around the world, and it's free.
Okay.
That's Bambuser, so okay. As it sounds.
Bambuser. Yep.
It's got a star, I don't quite know what a star means. Just see the front of the... it just said look out for the star for apps. Bill haven't got that, so I'm not quite sure what that is.
Maybe that means it's a particularly good one.
Right, they've got Plume Premium. Oh, that's Android, that's no good.
Okay.
LinkedIn.
I don't really like LinkedIn.
No. Skype.
Yep.
WhatsApp Messenger.
I don't have it, but I know what it is. And also, I think
You won't have BlackBerry Messenger. Mm-hmm. Viber.
Yes, I do have Viber, but nobody else seems to, so that really sort of limits
it. It says the next good way to save money on phone calls. Only catches your swallow up your monthly data allowance if you're not careful. To conserve it, send as many messages you can as you please via 3G, but save calls until you're on Wi-Fi.
Yep, sound wise.
Scruff?
Nope.
Ooh, no,
it's something
like that.
What does it say?
Don't think I want to say.
All right, okay.
Facebook Messenger?
No, I don't really like instant messaging particularly, so...
Vine Maker Scenes?
No.
What's
that?
This brand new app from Twitter promises to do for video...
Oh, Vine, sorry. Sorry, yes, I have got that. Sorry, that's what I was doing.
That's
what I was playing with yesterday, yeah.
Snapchat.
No, I don't know what that
is. This app lets users share photos and videos that delete themselves after a few seconds. The chat decreases the money emerges on teenagers are exchanging explicit images of themselves.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Okay.
I can do without that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other sauces at all? Mayonnaise, mustard, brown sauce?
Mayonnaise, mustard, thank you. So, what did I say? Google Plus.
Yes, I have. Well, I don't have the app actually, but I have got an account.
Find My Friends.
Is that the that's an Apple one, isn't it?
Depending on your point of view, the simple app which tracks the location of your friends is either a great way to find that when to drop unexpectedly, or the kind of Till Blofeld which is against James Bond.
Yes, it's true.
It smacks of stalking. Really?
Is that what it says?
No,
is that what you say?
Say that.
Oh, you can't do it without people opting into it. that's part of the problem, because nobody's opted into it, so you've got, there's no point in using it.
Applock, oh, it's Android.
Okay.
Stay safe. Many apps ask permission to track your location using your phone. This is not an app, I don't know.
All right, okay. Is that the end of the social networking apps?
Not quite. It says there's a good reason to grant it. Mapping tools and restaurant searches are less helpful if they don't know where you are.
Yeah.
Okay, Pinterest.
Pinterest. No, I haven't got. Well, I haven't got it. I think I have a vague idea of what it is.
If you love scanning through other people's snaps on the photo app Instagram, then Pinterest will be right up your street, full of galleries featuring everything from wedding inspiration and knitting.
Yeah, it's not much good for me.
And the last one is eHarmony.
Yes, I did have it.
Okay.
Okay, right, next.
That's that one, then. We've been fairly well covered on that, don't
you?
Yeah. News.
Yeah, might as well do news.
Well, the first one's going to annoy you. The Sunday Times on the Time, which you used to be able to access,
but which is inaccessible now, and which they refuse to make accessible despite me paying for a subscription for a year. Right, enough said. Let's go on to the next one.
Reuters. Okay. News Pro for iPad.
Yes, I do have Reuters.
CNN.
No, because CNN's rubbish.
Sky News.
Likewise.
BBC News.
Their app is rubbish, but I use the their website.
Al Jazeera.
No, I haven't, but actually that's not a bad idea. I might have a look at it.
Right. It is free. World News Live 24. Oh, it's Android. The Sun. Moving on. Press Reader.
Don't know that one.
It's 69p a paper, accessed by a single app to full editions of more than 130 titles from the UK and more than 2,397 countries in total. The presentation is basic and functional. Tap on a story to bring up the full text or swipe to see the next page. You can download 7 newspapers for free. After that, editions cost from 69p.
All right, but I'll find out whether it's accessible or not.
The New Yorker. That's $3.99 a month.
You can live without in that case.
Le Monde Diplomatique is $2.49 on the ship.
Okay.
Financial Times, £9 a week.
£9 a week?
Bloomberg is free. How much is the Financial Times a day, then, to be £9 a week?
To actually buy the newspaper? It's quite expensive, I think. Yeah. I can't remember. But.
Wall Street Journal is $13.65. Yahoo Finance. It says Yahoo's website has long been a useful resource for investors and the rest of the financial community, and its official app does a good job of boiling down information on a small screen. You can view share prices, exchange rates and market summaries, watch analysts' videos and dive into statistics.
Okay.
Share price live is £9 a trade. Expensify is free.
Expensify.
Dave Barrett hated expenses forms so much he invented one that doesn't suck. Q, Expensify, the free app that lets you calculate business mileage, track expenses and upload receipts. Photograph a receipt with your mobile device and hey Presto, smart scanning system will extract data. The app process is now up.
Yes. We will, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Oh, that's so stunning.
This is amazing. I've got a pie. I've got brown sugar, apple, cheeses. That is brilliant.
Does mine look alright?
Yours look absolutely Robert Fraser.
Fine. Good, good. Right, well, I shall pause this and we shall continue the our app marathon later. I don't think we'll reach the end, but... Now a little bit later on, and we've eaten. Can you enjoy your plamens?
Very nice, very different.
Excellent, and my sausage and mash was nice. And I was about to say that it's coming over all gloomy, but now the sun's just come out, so it's completely the opposite to the last time I started recording. But I was about to say it was sunny, and it went behind a cloud. Anyway, we're going to continue with a few more of these apps. We got down about halfway through the news ones, I think, didn't we?
We've finished news and business. Actually.
Have we? Okay.
Yes.
So what's the next one?
I don't think you want it. It's called Beauty.
Beauty, okay.
I'll go through the shopping one.
Yep.
Living Social.
Okay.
Tells you about two different types of discounts, today's deals and escapes. Former includes things like food, home, cleaning, shows, galleries and spas. It displays local deals.
Right, okay.
Then there's Idealo. Scan the barcode of a product and Idealo will find the cheapest place to buy it. I thought you've got something similar.
Yeah, well, I've got Red Laser.
Right. They've got Voucher Cloud. Use a friendly voucher out to provide details of discounts on offer near you. And there's Red Laser.
So yep, you've got that one. Yep.
Yeah. And it remembers your scanning history. It's got Skin Flint price comparison. Helps you save money on phones, computers, tables, tablets, cameras, grooming products. You've got Shop Savvy, another barcode scanning app.
Right. They all sound like they do pretty much the same, these ones, don't they?
eBay.
Yeah, I've got the app.
Groupon.
Got the app.
Quidco.
No.
Boasting discounts of more than 3,400 British retailers. The app grants access to them all.
Okay.
The best feature is the use of GPS to let you know which shop near you are offering discounts. That's it for that.
Okay.
Fashion, I don't think you're interested in.
No.
You've got games.
I don't think you're I don't really do games.
We've got cars.
Cars.
They've got sat navs.
Yeah, we could go through the sat navs actually.
TomTom, iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
TomTom's done a good job of rewriting software from its sat navs and apps and providing voice navigation, 3D mapping.
Okay.
It estimates congestion for your route based on other TomTom drivers. So it's just audio, but you can't see it while you're driving, obviously.
Well, people do, don't they? Because you look at your device whilst your sat nav.
And it's big, you know, it's not as small as a phone.
Yeah, but most, I mean, iPhones now are longer, and if you had it on something like a Samsung S3, that's huge.
Oh, right, okay. And there's Copilot Live Premium.
Okay.
Create your own route by manipulating the one suggested on the Copilot map, ideal for holiday driving. And you could add active traffic or live congestion information service for $9.99 a year. Traffic Master Companion. These are all cost you. This is $36.99.
Yeah, these are all quite expensive ones.
There are no built-in maps in this app. A fresh route is sent to the phone for each journey. So it uses little memory.
But lots of data.
Yeah. Google Maps navigation free. Free alternative to conventional sat nav is available only on Android. That's no good. GPS navigation 2 sat nav by Scobbler.
Yeah, I've got that, but it's not accessible.
A budget option that's giving us a sat nav here. Warning operating a device while the controls are causing offence. I just said about that.
Indeed.
Please make sure your device is in a dock while using sat nav. Yeah. That's just exactly my point.
Yep.
Then it's got cars, auto trader, mobile.
I'm not too worried about cars.
Right, sport. We've got Team Sykes, Team Sky Cycling. That
yeah, right.
Good.
I could get that.
Now that Bradley Wiggins, Mark Cavendish, and Chris Froome are household names, following their triumph, including the crown glory over there, the Team Sky Cycling will appeal to a significantly broader audience. Regular news updates keep you in touch with the team of high achievers and their latest results, accompanied by video footage and rider profile. Keen cyclists will want the optional in-app purchase of $2.99. A training function which tracks your own performance. That sounds a good one, actually.
If Dad had a smartphone, he could have that.
Yeah, well, he's not doing enough cycling at the moment.
Yeah.
Let me just check about the other ones. On Sky Sports for iPad, free with subscriptions.
That's only with iPad though, and as I say, free with the, they mean with the Sky subscription.
Like my subscription.
Yes. Yep.
Dartfish Express. That's a coaching tool for sports competitors, videos of an athlete in motion can be annotated for playback to illustrate movements that will benefit their start, serve, stroke or posture.
That's quite clever.
There's an ECB cricket.
Yeah.
Golf, PGA Tour, tennis, F1, 1792.
Yeah, I was going to say, the F1 ones are quite expensive.
And the great facility of watching F1 is not being able to see where drivers are on the track, so watching on the live 3D map works are cheap. Thatching text commenters, leaderboards and live stats, and you have a complete F1 guide. Best used in tandem with conventional television coverage, yeah.
Yeah, it's meant to be very good.
Yeah, an updated version expected in time for the new season.
Yeah.
Okay, so on to the next one. Food.
Oh yeah, food.
Great British Chef's Recipes, $4.99.
Okay.
It's unashamedly upmarket, gathers a constellation of stars, as 12 of Britain's most successful chefs each present their 5-course feast. Photography and video tutorials are slick and brilliantly produced. An iPhone version costs $2.99.
Jakey.
Master Chef Academy, 69p. The team behind TV cooking contest provides mixed and instructional videos from knife skills to preparing the perfect steak. Epicurious recipes and shopping list.
Epicurious?
Yes. So it's a change from many of the slicker cooking apps, some of which offer few recipes at relatively high price. Drawing on the vast libraries of Gourmet and Bon Appetit magazines, Epicurious includes more than 30,000 different dishes. You can find recipes listed by course and ingredient.
Okay, that sounds quite good.
That sounds like one. You probably remember that, Epicurious.
Epicurious. Well,
recipes and shopping
I'm recording anyway, so I can pick it up off this.
And the abbreviations on it is EPI.
Okay.
Can you live without these silly but not entirely stupid apps? Text Genie. Oh no, that's Android. iNap at Work. Drunk Text Saviour.
Oh, are these still on food? Or is this on?
No, it's like in the corner. Anyway,
right.
Continue with food. Jamie's 15-minute meals.
Yep.
How to cook everything. Another one. $2.99.
Is that like just a, rather than recipes, just a sort of general...
There is a free version of How to Cook Everything, but it's worth paying for the complete edition with more than 2,000 recipes. American food writer Mark Bittman has put together an excellent cookery app, including recipes, a how-to section, plenty of cooking techniques, and a one-touch timer within each recipe.
Okay.
But they seem to rate the other one better, didn't they?
Yeah.
Ratio, iPhone... Rather than list recipes, Ratio aims to teach you the 32 critical ratios that form the backbone of the...
Well, that sounds quite interesting.
All right, then the 32 critical ratios that form the backbone of culinary arts. The app deploys the principle of food writer Michael Ruhlman's 2009 book, Ratio, the simple codes behind the craft of everyday cooking with a calculator that helps you to learn basic concepts.
That sounds quite interesting because, you know, if you think that I actually make up most of what cooking I do, then actually having an idea about how much, what proportions to use is quite a good idea.
Okay. That's $2.99.
Okay.
The Great British Bake Off is $2.99.
Okay.
The interface is like an effortless, but the recipes are often the opposite. A triple layer caramel cake and fancy fondant will swell your kitchen skills and your waistline.
Is this basically Mary Berry in an app?
The video cookbook Patisserie. If the Great British Bake Off whets your appetite for pastry work, delve into the video cookbook guide. Some more classical.
Not too bad about video cookbooks.
Big Oven.
I've got that.
Hairy Biker's Mississippi Adventure.
I don't have that.
I'm not so keen on recipes from the Deep South. I have to say, when I was watching it, but.
I imagine lots of sauces and sweet.
Well, we were out in Florida. They do things like marshmallows in potatoes.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Ooh.
Everything was sweet and sickly.
Yeah.
Not good. The last one was foraging. Join the ranks of foragers with this app that guides you to the best spots for well-grown food, helping you pursue the delicious from the dangerous.
I'll just go and have that sheep over there.
And they've got Eating Out, Good Food Guide.
Yep, I've got that.
Harden's Restaurant Guide.
I've got an out-of-date version of that.
That's $6.99.
Yep.
Urban Spoon.
I've got that.
Top Table.
Got that.
And Veggie.
Haven't got that.
But you're not a veggie.
Almost had a full house there.
You did, didn't you? This one. Tea.
Tea.
$1.99. Suggest 200 different teas. Recommend a water temperature and a brew time.
Oh yeah, I should have that.
This is the only app to offer multiple infusion support. Starbucks.
No.
Caffeine zone 2. No. Coffee. Right, the next one is drink. Cork.kz, so it's corks.
Oh, right,
wine
okay.
Info.
Yeah.
It might not be the prettiest, but with 1.5 million wines and 3 million reviews, Corks is one of the most comprehensive wine apps. Type in a wine.
Good.
Oh, we needed that.
I've really struggled with wine apps, so that sounds quite good.
Type in a wine or scan its barcode for reviews and tasting notes from experts and the huge seller tracker online community. Also manage your own virtual seller, adding tasting notes and peruse recommendations.
Oh, that sounds really good. I'll have to get that one.
$1.99.
Okay. I see. Well, my purchase is going to be around drinking now, then. Tea and wine.
They've got seller. Seller is an obsessive stream. Use its design tools to create an on-screen version of a real-life bottle. Oh, no, I don't fancy that. Matching shape. No, it's too much.
That sounds very odd. Yeah.
That's not good. Champagne protocols. It doesn't stuffily describe varieties of fizz such as Brut and Blanc de Blanc, advising why it should be done now.
Okay.
It was much more practical.
Yep.
Bar ingredients, packed with details of 89 aromatic bitters, 400 grams of the typical fat is nothing if not comprehensive. Explains how to render bacon fat for an adventurous sounding bacon martini, served with a pickles, quail's eggs. No. The Camera Good Beer Guide with a star.
Right.
Its latest editions has essential information on 4,500 British pubs that have passed muster with camera members.
The camera app used to be awful,
yeah.
And nobody ever used to buy it, so that's interesting to hear that they think it's alright.
An interactive map shows how near you are to your next pint and the space for tasting notes. The free version gives you limited access, so the paying one is $4.99.
Okay.
The Good Pub Guide.
Yeah, got that. Well, I've got an old version, but I have got it.
With reviews of more than 5,000 pubs. In the new edition, you can also see pubs on a map, so you can plot your way to your own downfall. Ah, next one. iMalt Scotch Whiskey Companion. Fans of single malts can help their sozzled grey matter remember each tasting with the iMalt app. Its database of more than 500 bottles can be sorted by distillery, style or star rating.
I fear it would have taken more than an app the other evening to get my sozzled brain sourced.
We've got Cocktails Flow. We're not into that.
Not really.
I'm
interested in cocktails.
Spy Mixology. Open the Bond box set to prepare for the ultimate drinking game. And then another one. Drink games. Give
you
a kick-up.
Yeah.
Right. Photography. Photosynth. Creators to panoramic photos.
Yes, I think I have got that, but I can't see it to do it, so that doesn't work very well.
Okay. Instagram?
I don't have that. I've never really got Instagram.
Okay. Gotcha. Oh, it's Android.
Okay.
Trigger Chat.
I don't know what that is.
Lets you control an SLR or high-end compact camera using your phone. Choose from a list of modes which let you take a shot when you tap the phone screen. Clap your hands or when the phone senses movement. Advanced modes let you take time-lapse shots. I don't get how it would like to go into the SLR.
Well, if you had some kind of...
It has to be a digital SLR.
Yeah, I'd imagine so, yeah.
iPhoto.
Yes, I think I have that.
I've got that on my big computer.
Yes.
PixelR.
Nope.
Easy way to edit, crop, resize, rotate photos. FX camera, photo editing and sharing.
No, because I can't really see to edit the things on screen.
Facebook camera, touch note cards.
Don't know what that is.
You might think the rise of smartphones and Facebook is killing the postcards. Touch note
turns
your photos into cards, which the company posts to your recipient. Some holiday photos to your grandparents. This would be really good for you.
Yeah.
For your birthdays and things.
Yes, that would be quite a good idea. What do you mean I'm hopeless?
Well, you are hopeless. In sending a birthday card.
Yeah.
Quantified.
I could just do it as a postcard.
$1.49 per card, though.
Oh, well, that sounds all right.
Really? Each time?
Even I could extend to that. Well, what do you pay for a birthday card?
Actually, Yeah, on Moonpig it's at least $2.50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Colour Splash gives the photos a wow by turning it black and white and bringing colour back to one element.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And then Lomogram. Oh no, Windows.
Okay.
Okay, so then we've got money.
Okay, how many categories have we got left?
We've got money, humour. That's it, nearly there.
Money and humour, okay. Let's do money then.
Okay, passwords and pins.
Okay.
69p, security experts recommend that you use a different password for each online account to reduce the risk of fraud, but it can lead to confusion as you try to remember which password goes.
There is no way I'm entrusting my PIN numbers to my phone.
No, this app is a secure place to secure... Yeah. If you're worried about your phone being lost or stolen, the app, ask the app to destroy the information after a set number of failed attempts to unlock it. I think not.
Yes.
Then there's another one with one password. Then there's PayPal. There's iCurrency Pad.
Yeah, I've got that. It's not accessible though.
Barclays Pingit.
I'm not a member of Barclays, so it's no good.
UK Mortgages.
Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you.
Money with personal finance.
Okay, what does that do?
Plan for bills and check your budget as well as saving data to multiple devices so your personal finances are always up to date wherever you are.
Okay.
HSBC Fast Balance.
Right, I've heard of that, yep.
If you're an HSBC customer, you can check your balance and recent transactions in a mini statement. You can also use it to top up a prepay mobile, but you can't make other payments.
Yeah, it's a bit limited. Because
they were... was it one of the other banks bought that, and they had so much fraud with it.
Yeah, I think Barclays has got an issue with their one. Yeah, America, there was something like a money box
terrible,
about it.
Terrible, really bad, yeah. Really serious. They've got meter readings, keep a track of all your utility bills, check usage against energy supply.
It would be alright if my energy supplier bothered to read my meter.
And could find your meter as well. Yeah. And UK salary calculator. It's free. Tap your salary attached to your job, and it'll tell you what you'll take home after deduction.
Not much.
To work out after the first month.
Indeed, yes. You look at your payslip, don't you?
Okay, humour. Malcolm Tucker, the missing phone.
Probably live without.
WFT with Mark Marion. Don't know him.
Don't know.
Google. Oh, that's something else. I won't do humour. Don't get that.
Okay.
Look it up from language to tool to match. These guys put knowledge within your gas.
Yes, Google knowledge is better. Yep, I've got that.
Fragile Earth.
No.
Oxford Dictionary and Thesaurus.
Sounds like a good idea.
Timeline World War II with Dan Snow.
Alright. Should be interesting. Okay.
Don't be surprised if this app takes a while to download. It contains a vast amount of information that's justifiable, given that it addresses a big subject, the Second World War. And that's $5.99.
Okay.
Crime Map England and Wales.
Alright, yep.
Use it to all devices location, yeah.
How bad
it's useful if you moved, though.
True.
Not 3D. If you need to do your sailing knots.
It's been not much good for me, but yes, I like the idea.
How to make origami.
Not so helpful. I do that with trying to make knots.
Poirot for iOS.
What for iOS?
Poirot.
Oh, right, okay. Just in case there happens to be a murder on the train you're sitting on.
A bit boring, me. Leonardo da Vinci anatomy.
Right.
Based on 268 previously lost Da Vinci drawings. Investigating details of images of parts of the body. I briefly looked at that when I was doing A-level history. iBird, UK and Ireland Guide to Birds.
Good for Dad.
Mars Globe. He said that though. I gave him that verse because he's never watched it yet, so I think he's not into it. Although he's just bought himself a new bird feeding stand.
Oh, right, okay.
Manuals all in one. Even those of us with best intentions sometimes mislay the instruction manual between unpacking the gadget and it going wrong.
Yep, all the time.
This app offers hundreds of manuals. You can get those online, though.
You can get them, just Google them, yeah.
Brian Cox's Wonders of the Universe, $3.99.
Not too worried.
And chess openings.
Not worried in
that.
That's
it.
That's it. Wow, there we go. Barring fashion and beauty and humour. Done. 5 million apps. that you have to buy.
We better make a move then.
I think you're probably right. I just need to take a picture to add on to this recording and then take it out the window. Well, thank you for reading those out.
Yeah,
I'm bored out from listening.